My name is Nicholas Jacob, and I was born in 1954, and I'm an architect. My involvement at St Margaret's started maybe 30 years ago. It's extraordinary how many projects we've managed to achieve in those 30 years. You do the quinquennial inspection, it's actually statutory duty to do that, and we carry out repairs. It isn't just about keeping it in good repair. The way churches have been used and the way people have worshipped them has changed over the years. And I mean, if it's something like St Margaret's, obviously I've worshipped there as well, and sing in the choir, so I know lots of people, and it becomes very personal. The first major project we did was a restoration project involving the ceiling paintings in the nave, which are quite remarkable. And it all came about because the absolutely magnificent double hammer beam roof structure, which is late 15th century, has some sort of structural problems. It's a type of construction which is inherently rather weak and tends to spread and push the walls over. So in around about 1802, enormous twisted metal tie rods were threaded through from one side of the church to the other. They're full width. They're probably about 2-inch square, and then they're heated up and twisted, and then they must have drilled an enormous long hole about maybe 5 foot long through the lower hammer beams on both sides, and then lifted these things up and threaded them through through the external masonry wall, through the one side, through one hammer beam, right the way across the church, through the other, and out the other end, and then put tie plates on them and wound them up and to hold the walls together. Now, the tie plates were built into the stone and flint walling. They started causing quite a lot of damage because they were rusting. It was really that concern about the stability of the power of the clerestory walls and the parapets and the masonry that I made the case. We really do need to go in there and intervene and actually remove all these rusting tie plates and repair it. Now, all the ceiling paintings were taken down and transported over to Bristol, where the Specialist Conservatives worked on them for months and months. It won me something called the King of Prussia's Gold Medal, National Award for Church Conservation Work. The other big change was the extension, which has probably turned out to be the most expensive lavatory in Ipswich. It took 14 years from the first discussion and concept sketch to completion. Admittedly, you have to do an extremely expensive archaeological excavation because the ground is rather higher on the north side of the church and a lot of burials there, so the whole thing had to be excavated out, all the burials recorded, because there were burials going back to 1300. The design of the extension more or less imitates in sort of size and scale the south porch, which is really quite a lofty structure. In the context of the overall church, it's quite small. It's one of the smaller elements. But nevertheless, I mean, you know, it is sort of 2.5 stories tall. I mean, it's huge and it's got parapets and so on. Being a churchgoer does help. No question about it. So you understand the dynamics and you understand the balance, the tensions involved in it. And one understands why the churches need to adapt and how they need to adapt.